Hello and welcome to Visalia, California at Valley Strong Ballpark for game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Visalia Rawhide. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on 1430 ESPN Radio Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball between two Highway 99 foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the hometown Visalia Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 72-49 overall. They are 36-19 in the second half in the California League North Division standings. The Grizzlies, the best record in the California League, one of the best records in minor league baseball. And in the second half, they hold a 2-game lead over the Modesto Nuts with 11 games left in the 2023 regular season. The Grizzlies looking to punch their ticket to the postseason and a divisional battle against the San Jose Giants. Well, the Visalia Rawhide, they are still in the fight, just 6 games back in the California League South Division standings behind the Inland Empire 66ers. The Rawhide, they are 48-73 overall, 25-30 in the second half. The Rawhide, as we said, though, just 6 games back. The Grizzlies, they're looking for the Inland Empire 66ers to win some games against Modesto, while Visalia hoping Modesto can beat Inland Empire, as these two teams are still fighting for a playoff berth. Last night, Visalia got the best of Fresno by a final score of 8-3. Fresno still, though, in their past 72 games are 49-23 overall. That's a .681 win percentage. The Grizzlies, they are now 39-10 all time against the Rawhide, and they drop to 0-5 when tied after 6 innings this year. The Grizzlies, as we said, still hold a 2-game lead over the Modesto Nuts. They still have the head-to-head and the overall record against Modesto, but the Grizzlies looking to get back on the right track this evening. Last night, they allowed 3 triples and 2 doubles. The 3 triples scored 5 of the 8 Rawhide runs, just the 10th win the Rawhide got against their Highway 99 foe. So the Grizzlies looking to get back on the right track as they give the ball to probably the best pitcher in the California League right now, left-hander Michael Persecki, an 11-6 record, a 2.75 ERA. Persecki has the best ERA in the California League. He is now tied for 10th all-time with 11 wins in Grizzlies franchise single-season wins. Persecki, over the past 2.5 months, has been unstoppable. 6-1 with a 0.72 ERA in his last 7 starts. He has permitted 2 runs or fewer in all of those starts as well, and in 10 of his last 11 starts. Last week had a great start against the Stockton Ports and looks to continue his strong play this evening. Well, Visalia, they give the ball to right-hander Yoskar Pimentel. Pimentel, a 3-3 record of 5.40 ERA. Just 21 years old, Pimentel has had an up-and-down 2023 campaign, but the right-hander looking to give the Rawhide back-to-back wins to open up this series and continue the Rawhide's quest to the postseason. Should make for a great matchup for Wednesday night baseball here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Well, prior to tonight's game, we sat down with one of the Grizzlies' newcomers, infielder Kyle Karros. And if you recognize that name, that's because his dad, Eric, a former major leaguer with the Los Angeles Dodgers, his brother, Jared, faced the Grizzlies just a couple weeks ago. Now Karros, a 2023 fifth-round draft pick out of UCLA, has joined the Grizzlies, helping them towards their postseason push. And we talked to Karros a little bit about his upbringing, the competitiveness, why he became an infielder versus a pitcher, and on top of it, how excited he is to join the Rockies organization. We come back right after the commercial break. We'll have that interview with Karros. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Interview with Grizzlies infielder Kyle Carrolls in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Grizzlies infielder Kyle Carrolls, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here.
So, first question. So, you grew up in a baseball family. Talk about your upbringing a little bit.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to deny the influence that my father had on me growing up playing baseball. My brother, he plays as well. Unfortunately, we won't be able to face him in the playoffs if we make it, just because he got the call-up to Great Lakes, which is good for him. But anyways, just having him and my dad, just being around it, I grew up going into the clubhouse at Dodger games, like, and from a young age, I knew, like, there's nothing else I want to do for a living. I mean, this just looks like...
Last night...
League baseball fans can score...
Michael Persecki trying to get things going here for Fresno. Persecki has been very puzzling over the past 2.5 months, as that is high. The count now full 3-2. Persecki tied for 10th all-time in Grizzlies single-season wins with 11. Persecki has been great against the California League South Division as well. Here comes the pitch, and that is high, ball 4. So Robinson walks. Runners now at first and second with no outs for Jackson Feltner. And Persecki, a little bit of trouble early. Persecki making his 7th start against the California League South Division. His 2nd against the Rawhide. Against the South Division, a 4-1 record, a 0.80 ERA. Against Visalia, no record, a 1.50 ERA. His 2nd start, 2nd appearance. As here comes the pitch now to Jackson Feltner. It's outside, the count at 1-0. So Michael Persecki, a leadoff homer, a single off of Persecki, and then a walk to Robinson. As here comes the 1-0 from Persecki, comes set around the face. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. Persecki, 11-6, a 2.75 ERA, making his 20th start of the season. The left-hander has become the ace for Fresno so far. As here comes the 1-1. Persecki, here it is. A breaking ball in the dirt. Good stop there from Huff. The count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Drew Jones, his home run. 2 outs. Here comes Kevin Sim, the third baseman and the number 28 prospect in the Diamondbacks system. Here in the bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Rawhide. We'll keep an eye at the game that will start in about 10 minutes in Modesto between Inland Empire and Modesto. The Grizzlies, a 2-game lead in the division with 11 games left to play. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled into the screen. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies will face the Modesto Nuts 6 times to end the year at Chuck Chancey Park. Make sure you grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com to enjoy a great matchup between two teams fighting for a playoff spot. And another check now on the runner in Robinson. V logo in red. As he 2-0 is a check swing. Perez loses his bat. The count now at 2-1. 1 out in the inning as here comes the left fielder and Jake Snyder. Snyder a triple and a run last night. He also walked as well. Snyder was in the 9th spot yesterday, now in the 7th hole. Runner at 2nd here with 1 out. Now at 2 balls and 2 strikes, 90 miles per hour there from Serda. Serda, as here comes the switch hitter and Cole Kerrig. Kerrig walking. Cole Kerrig will strike to the plate with runners at 1st and 2nd. And 2 outs. The Grizzlies already a run on 3 hits this frame. And Kerrig, who walked and stole a base his first time up, will look to continue the inning. The runner at 2nd is Cody Huff with the RBI single. Daniel Amaral, the runner at 1st, he had an infield single. Here's the pitch to Kerrigan, a ground ball, hard hit to the second baseman. Picked up, though, nicely by Luis over to first in time to end the inning. But the Grizzlies tied at one as we head the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Go! Grab the keys,
come on! One hit, two walks, he struck out six. Perseki has allowed zero runs in three of his last four starts before that leadoff homer. Ground ball back to Perseki, underhand toss over to first in time. And it goes 1-3. And you saw the athleticism right there from Perseki. When he finished, he fell off the rubber towards the third base side. The ball was a chopper back to the first base side. And Perseki using the wheels to get his body over there. And then a great job hustling to throw the underhand toss over to the first baseman and Longwell for the out. As the first pitch is a called strike to Jeremiah Boyd, the Rawhide catcher, the count at 0-1. Boyd, a non-drafted free agent out of Middle Tennessee. As the 0-1 is swung on and missed, the count at 0-2. Boyd, a very strong-built catcher. Count at 0-2. Very similar to former major leaguer Delmon Young in terms of strength and body stature. Jeremiah Boyd, only 3 RBI this year. As that is swung on and missed. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Perseki makes quick work of Boyd for the second out. It is the second strikeout for Perseki. With two away, here comes the first baseman, Enriquelman Cabral. Cabral, a bases-clearing triple in the eighth inning last night, ended up being the difference maker in the contest. Really put the game out of reach for the Grizzlies as the first pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Cabral, a switch hitter hitting on the right side, as that's a strike, the count at 1-1. Two switchies in this Rawhide lineup. They have one lefty against the left-hander in Perseki. As here comes the 1-1 from the left-hander. Swung on and missed, the count at 1-2. Perseki, 6'3", 200 pounds, using all of that frame towards the dish. Looking for 1-2-3 second. Here comes his 1-2. Perseki will wind and deal. And it's a fly ball foul. Perseki, 22 years old from Hinsdale, Illinois. A sixth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of the University of Louisville. Here comes another 1-2 offering. And it is a ground ball to the third baseman. Karros picks it up over to first in time. And Perseki, 1-2-3, bomb the second. We head to the third, tied at one. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games.
Almost a third of the way done in this contest as well. So here comes the 1-1-2 messenger. And a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at 2-1. August 30th, tomorrow, the last day of August. And then we will almost be at Labor Day weekend. The season almost wrapping up here in the California League. The Grizzlies trying to vie for a playoff spot. Here comes the 2-1 messenger. That's a breaking ball in there. The count now at 2-2. Here on August 30th, top of the third inning. Skyler Messenger now will have to battle. 2-2. Messenger in a little bit of a funk over his past 7 games. A lot of hitless games for Messenger. Has reached base a lot, though, with the walk. As he checks swings, he did go around in the dirt. Messenger is thrown out to end the inning. Grizzlies go down in order as we head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong.
Pitch homer. A guy is sitting for one pitch and one pitch only, whether it's a spot or a specific pitch or a mix of both, and Jones got exactly what he was looking for from Persecki. His account now at 1-2. Drew Jones, he's from Atlanta, Georgia. First-round draft pick in 2022 as he is called out on strikes. Persecki, nice way to come back right there to get Drew Jones after allowing the leadoff homer. Third strikeout for Persecki is now retired. 6 in a row, actually 7, as here comes the second baseman in Yonsel Luis. Luis, a single and a stolen base. His single off the pitcher Persecki. As here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Nice pitch there from Persecki. And as we said, he's been outstanding over his past couple of starts. Persecki, possibly your pitcher of the month for August, as that is fouled off. The count at 0-2. And for the second straight month, the other pitcher that could be vying for the award, in my opinion, is Tyler Cleveland of Modesto. A guy that also could be a dark horse is Grizzlies closer Zach Agnos. As here comes the 0-2 from Persecki, he will wind and deal. And that is a line drive out to right field, but right at Amaral, and he will make the play for the second out. Two away now, as here comes Christian Robinson. He walked his first time up. Persecki is now retired 8 in a row, and Robinson, the walk, the only one that Persecki has issued so far. The Grizzlies wearing the grays, where they are 17-14 wearing them this year. As Persecki will wind and deal. Here's the pitch, and that is just high. The count at 1-0. Grizzlies going to the race in Persecki. And that is a base hit down the left field line, and Robinson reaches base again. He will head to second with a two-out double. Robinson now one for one. He's reached base two times. That's just the third hit for Visalia, two of them for extra bases. And here comes the DH and Jackson Feltner, 0-1 with a strikeout. Robinson is down from High A Hillsboro. The High A affiliate of the Diamondbacks are currently in Vancouver, which means a lot of their players are not able to go due to visa issues, and Robinson is one of them. So he is down here to get some more reps. As here's the pitch to Feltner, that's outside. The count at 1-0. Doesn't mean anything different. You're still going to try to face and beat these guys, no matter what level they were at or not at. But Michael Persecki would love to find a way to beat Robinson. As here comes the 1-0, that is high and outside. The count now at 2-0. Michael Persecki went to the University of Louisville there for 3 seasons. In 2022 was the Louisville closer. Made 26 appearances out of the bullpen. As here comes the 2-0 from the left-hander. And that is fouled off. The count at 2-0. He had 11 saves with a 3.38 ERA in 2022. His 11 saves were the second most in the ACC that year. And now he's become one of the most premier starters in the California League. Talk about a difference. As here comes the 2-1. And that is a base hit. No, what a play from the shortstop, Jorge. And now Long will have to come off the bag to make sure that the ball doesn't skip past him. But Persecki giving acknowledgement to the shortstop and Jorge, who made a diving play. It looked like it was going to go into left field. Jorge makes the play, but Feltner reaches on the single. Up to third goes Robinson. It's an infield single, just the fourth hit now for Visalia. Runners at the corners here with two outs for Christopher Torin. He's 0-1 with a flyout. And Persecki going to work out of trouble now as he has allowed 2 hits with 2 outs. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander, and that is fouled off. The count at 0-1, one of those balls where Torin didn't look like he wanted to swing at it. Persecki, 47 pitches, 36 strikes so far. Here in the bottom of the third, 1-1 our score. Here comes the 0-1 to Torin. And it is low. The count now at 1-1. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. My name is Stephen Rice. Here comes the 1-1. Here it is, and that is a called strike. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate from Prosecchi. The count now at one ball and two strikes. Michael Prosecchi looking to get out of the inning without any damage as Cody Huff coming to give some signs on the first and third. Count of one ball and two strikes. Kevin Sim awaits on deck here in the bottom of the third. Prosecchi now looks back the base runner. Here comes the 1-2 from the left-hander. Long pause from Prosecchi. Here it is. And it is fouled off at the very last minute from Tureen. Tureen just two homers, a .254 batting average. And Tureen right now trying to keep this inning alive for Visalia. The Grizzlies looking for some help from Inland Empire this evening. Visalia would love for Modesto to keep winning. Here's the pitch. And he did go around on an elevated fastball to end the inning. And Michael Prosecchi, four strikeouts as we head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. As you just heard, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of minor league baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next day. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. We thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud partner of minor league baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. Dion Jorge will lead things off here in the top of the fourth inning. 1-1 our score between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Dion Jorge, he is 1-for-1, a single, stolen base, and a run scored. Jorge, the number 7 prospect in the Rockies system. Here's the pitch from Swales and a breaking ball in there. The count at no balls and one strike. Dion Jorge still searching for his first homer with the Grizzlies. But we saw the defense the last half inning. That's been his calling card ever since signing for $2.8 million out of Cuba. As that's a strike on the inside part of the plate. The count now 0-2 as Jorge takes his time. Jorge, though, 6'3", 170 pounds, just 20 years old. An international undrafted free agent in 2022 signed by the Rockies. Has been comped to Alexi Ramirez, the former White Sox infielder. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Great pitch from Swales on the outside part of the plate. And Jorge is down on strikes. Just a second strikeout for Swales. First out of the inning as here comes the second baseman, Andy Perez, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Here in the top of the fourth inning, glad you could join us. Here at Valley Strong Ballpark, 320 feet down both left and right field lines, 405 to dead center. As that is outside, the count at 1-0. There's a barn out in right center field. That's where that home run from Drew Jones went. The Grizzlies bullpen just beyond that right field wall. The Rawhide bullpen down the left field as Perez looks to bunt, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1-1. They're beyond the left field wall out in left field as you see that big video board out in left center field. The Rawhide champions in 2019 in the California League. As here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. The count at 1-2. The Grizzlies, they're on the first base side. The Rawhide are on the third base side here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Both dugouts very close to the action. Trevor Burmeister, the Grizzlies hitting coach, saying it's a little scary when you see line drives coming close to your face. As the pitch is high, the count at 2-2. We've seen bats flying. We've seen foul balls go towards both the on-deck circle and the dugouts. Luckily, no one has been injured. Fans right on top as well. So here comes the 2-2. And Perez, high chopper. And that is the backhand by the first baseman. What a play from Cabral. On the backhand, he throws the ball to the pitcher, Swales, covering for the out. Two away as here comes the left fielder, Jake Snyder. What a play from Cabral, going to his right side, uses the backhand, goes down to get the ball, and the perfect throw to Swales covering. Both teams will practice that almost every day before games start. So now here's Jake Snyder with two outs, and Snyder takes a pitch in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Snyder struck out swinging his first time up. Against Swales, who's already thrown two innings of work. The right-hander's been fantastic so far for the Rawhide. Here comes the pitch. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. Here in the top of the fourth inning. The Grizzlies will continue their commute this week before back home to finish up the season. Here comes the 0-2. And that is inside. The count now at 1-2. We'll talk a little bit of promotions later, but grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Could be your last chance to watch Fresno this season. Here comes the 1-2, and that a check swing in the dirt. Good stop from the catcher, and boy, down at first in time to end the inning. Great job from Swales. 1-2-3, the Grizzlies go down in order. We had the bomb the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
Making the play for the second out. So two away now as here's Jeremiah Boyd 0-1 with a strikeout. Here comes the pitch. And that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Boyd, four pitches, four strikes from Persecki. Here comes the 0-1. He will wind and deal, and that is high and outside. The count now at 1-1. For Michael Persecki. Here comes the 1-1. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. Persecki looking for a 1-2-3 fourth inning. It's been his worst inning this year, according to pitching coach Mark Brewer. Persecki usually second or third time through the order at this point. Here comes the 1-2 from the left-hander. It is high for a ball. The count now at 2-2. Persecki's been fantastic over his last seven starts. 6-1, a 0.72 ERA. Here's the 2-2, and that is swung on and missed as Huff catches the ball to end the inning. A 1-2-3, bottom of the fourth. We had the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN Radio.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth,
consistently refreshing, and consistently
Florida. He went to Houston, a 17th round draft pick in 2022 by the Diamondbacks. Here comes the 1-0. And that is a fly ball out to right field, but playable for the right fielder in Robinson. He will make the catch for the out, and Amaral is retired. One away for the center fielder now in Cole Kerrig. Kerrig, 0-for-1, a walk and a stolen base this evening. This is the third different pitcher that he has faced in tonight's contest. I think we're getting a theme. Every time a new guy comes through the order, here comes the first pitch from the right-hander in Clayton. And a bunt attempt from Kerrig. That's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Cole Kerrig, the switch-hitting Modesto, California-born product from San Diego State. Here comes the 0-1 as Huff leads from first. Here it is, and Kerrig, a swing and a miss. The count now at 0-2. Glad you could tune in this evening. Here on 1430 ESPN. Here comes the 0-2 now as Kerrig will call time. And actually was the catcher in Boyd calling time. From the right-hander in Clayton. Takes over for Josh Swales, who worked 2 1/3 hitless in scoreless innings. He struck out 3. As here comes the 0-2. Outside, the count now at 1-2. Here in the top of the 5th inning, 1-1 our score. Inland Empire Modesto, zeros in the 4th. Every game close this evening. Here comes the 1-2 to Cole Kerrig. Here it is. And Kerrig takes in the dirt, and it is smothered by the catcher and Boyd. The count now at 2-2, and Cody Huff did a great job watching to see where that ball went. Huff a good lead. Not a lot of speed over there for Cody Huff. Huff only 2 stolen bases in 3 attempts this year. The count now at 2-2. 1 out, runner at first for Cole Kerrig at the dish. Here comes the pitch. And it's low, and the count now at 3-2. Cole Kerrig can play center field, shortstop, and catcher. In all 3 series, started the first 2 games in center. We'll see him behind the dish at some point this week. Here's the 3-2, and that is fouled off by Kerrig. You could see Kerrig behind the dish on Friday, and then wrap up the series at shortstop. A guy who can do a little bit of everything for Fresno. Competitive balance round B pick. Turlock High School and San Diego State. Here comes the 3-2 to Kerrig. And it is line foul as he stays alive. Kerrig, great speed, very aggressive, not only at the plate, but also on the base paths. You see him, a lot of effort everywhere. Eye black and everything. He is a true ball player in Cole Kerrig. Lots of energy. Still only 21 years old. Lots to work with. As a check on Huff, he's back safely as the first baseman in Cabral doesn't even apply a tag as the ball was a little bit away. Huff back there. Count remains at 3-2. Here in the top of the 5th inning. Here comes the 1-1 to Kerrig. And Kerrig fouls it off again as Boyd goes down, and hopefully he's okay. He will go get that baseball, and we'll do it again with a 3-2. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 5th. As Boyd was being checked on by the athletic trainer, here comes the 3-2 once again to Kerrig, runner at first with one out. Here's the pitch from the right-hander in Clayton, and Carrick ground ball to first. The backhand goes under the first baseman's glove. Now the second baseman in Luis makes the play as Carrick slams his helmet down. He is out. That is only the second out of the inning. And Carrick not happy at all. And went underneath the glove of Cabral in the second base on Luis to the pitcher Clayton covering. And Carrick is retired as here comes Kyle Karros with two outs and a runner at second and Cody Huff. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike. The count at 0-1, so it will go 4-1. No three involved with the first baseman. It's now two outs, runner at second. The count at 0-1 to Kyle Karros, who's 0-2. Here's the pitch, and Karros takes a pitch low. The count now at 1-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. The Grizzlies trying to take the lead here in the top of the fifth. Another close game. Here comes the 1-1. And that is a line drive foul. The count now at 1-2. Kyle Karros, a pregame guest. Glad he could join us. Very fun to talk to. Karros, fifth round draft pick in 2023 out of UCLA. His brother Jared in the Dodgers system. His dad, Eric, a former big leaguer with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here's the 1-2. And check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at 2-2. And the crowd not happy with that call. Everyone wanted a check swing called strike. Everyone but Karros did. And Karros now gets another chance right here. Count remains at 2-2. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Runner at second. Here for Fresno. 1-1 our score. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. We had the bomb the fifth. We're not up at one. A barn burner here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We'll be back.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Cabral will lead things off against Persecki here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and he bunts the ball foul to count at 0-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 between the Grizzlies and Rawhide here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. It'll be Cabral, Jones, and Luis against the left-hander in Michael Persecki. Here comes the 0-1 to Cabral. Here's the pitch, and that's a breaking ball lifted out to right field. Long run, but it will head to the berm, and some kids will chase after it. The count now at 0-2. Here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Grizzlies return home, though, next week to take on the Modesto Nuts. We have a lot of promotions for you, and it starts on Friday, September 8th at 6:50 p.m., Famous Sitcom Night. We have a special guest, as that is called strike three to Cabral, and he is out. Nice pitch from Prosecki down in the zone. Six strikeouts now for the left-hander. And with one out, here comes Drew Jones. 1-for-2, a solo homer to lead off the first inning. As Prosecki, six strikeouts, now five shy of tying his career high. Here comes the pitch, and a bunt attempt, and that is high for a ball. The count at 1-0. But Leslie David Baker, Stanley from the office, will be at the ballpark. Come check him out. VIP options as well as autograph sessions ready to go, as that is fouled off. The count at 1-1 to Jones. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also stay for Friday night fireworks, all of it presented by Fresno Madera Wetzel's Pretzels Food Truck. Here comes the 1-1 to Prosecki, or from Prosecki, and a ground ball to second. Up with it is the second baseman in Perez. He makes the play for the second out. It goes 4-3, and Jones is retired. Two away now for the second baseman in Luis. Luis 1-for-2, a single back in the first inning. On Saturday, September 9th at 6:50 p.m., it's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night. As here's a line drive caught by Karros. And that will end the bomb the fifth. We'll talk more promotions right after this. Prosecki, a 1-2-3 fifth. We are tied at one as we head to the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the sixth inning, 1-1 between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. As the right-hander Clayton stays in the game, he will battle Aiden Longwell, who's 0-for-2 this evening. We were talking promotions before the break. And Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night. Special customized Marvel jerseys will be worn and auctioned off during the game. Post-game fireworks presented by Not All Heroes Wear Capes. That's at 6:50 p.m. on September 9th. Modesto Nuts in town. Finally, on September 10th, to wrap up the regular season against Modesto. As here comes the first pitch to Longwell, and he checks his swing. A slow ground ball picked up by the third baseman. The off-balance throw gets Longwell. Nice play from Sim. It goes 5-3 for the out, and Longwell's retired. As here comes the DH and Skyler Messenger. Messenger 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. But it's Fan Appreciation Day at 12:05 p.m. presented by Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. A Save Mart Sunday. Kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy postgame. We have a pregame catch on the field as well. Great last game of the year, as that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Come down to the ballpark and you might walk away with a prize. We can't tell you what it is. Come figure it out yourself. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 0-1 to Messenger, and a check swing. The count now at 1-1. All tickets available at FresnoGrizzlies.com. The Modesto Nuts to wrap up the regular season. Both teams fighting for a playoff spot. The Grizzlies a two-game lead over Modesto with 10 games left after tonight. Here comes the 0-2 to Messenger and a high chopper. Tough play for Sim. He picks it up to throw to first in time. It goes 5-3 again for the second out. And with two away, here comes Dion Jorge, 1-for-2. A single stolen base and run. Modesto trailing Inland Empire 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth as the Grizzlies offense trying to get going here. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Clayton, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Clayton an inning and 2/3 so far. It's been all bullpen as the starter Pimentel was a late scratch due to injury. Here comes the 0-1. And that's inside. The count now at 1-1. Dion Jorge, 1-for-2, trying to get this offense going. It's been quiet since the second inning for Fresno. Here's the pitch. And a check swing. It goes outside. The count now at 2-2. Action down in both bullpens right now. Fresno a little bit quieter, guys more watching and getting prepared more than anything as here comes the 2-1, and that's a high chopper again. Sim has been busy, three unique plays and three outs made as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park Ticket Office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 1-1 between Fresno and Visalia. Michael Persecki back on the bump. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway. It's your chance at gold going in now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They're in the bottom of the sixth, and Christian Robinson will lead things off against Persecki. Robinson, 1-for-1, a double and a walk. He takes a strike to count it. No balls in one strike. The Grizzlies, if they end this inning tied, they have not won after the game's been tied after six innings. As that's a strike to count at 0-2. They are 0-5 when tied after six innings this year. Here comes the 0-2. Persecki will wind and deal. And it's high for a ball to count at 1-2. The Grizzlies, 0-4 on the road after tied after six innings. Trailing after six innings, they are 16-40. As here's the 1-2, and that's a line drive foul. The count remains the same. But the Grizzlies getting to the point where they are very good. The final three innings, the Grizzlies have scored 35% of their runs in innings 7 through 9. They have scored 233 of their 676 total runs in those frames. As the 1-2 is just outside and low, the count at 2-2. Persecki has looked really good over the past couple of innings. Let's see if he can continue that trend. Here's the 2-2. And it's outside. Count now at 3-2. Prosecki, 7 consecutive outs now. But Robinson, again, being the lone guy that Prosecki has not been able to figure out. Here comes a 3-2 once again. He will wind and deal. And it's a fly ball foul. We'll do it again at 3-2. We'll give you score updates in the California League. Top of the fifth inning, though. Inland Empire leads Modesto 1-0. The 66ers trying to get back to the postseason. As here comes the 3-2 from Prosecki to Robinson. He will wind and deal again. And it is high ball for a leadoff walk. Robinson has reached base all three times. Second walk both times to Robinson for Prosecki. As here comes Jackson Feltner. 1-2 with a single for Feltner. It was a ground ball to the shortstop in Jorge, who made a fantastic play to keep it in the infield. This time, Prosecki would love a ground ball to the shortstop for two right here. Prosecki, 3 pitches, fastball, curveball, change. We'll see what he throws here. There he got Robinson picked off. The throw to second is high, but it is in time. And they get Robinson. They pick him off. It goes 1-3-6 on the pickoff, caught stealing for the first out. Prosecki, great move as Robinson was trying to get a quick start on him, and Prosecki throws it over. Longwell had to move out of the way to make sure he didn't hit Robinson on the throw to second, and it was in time as the shortstop Jorge received that throw as that ball is fouled off by Feltner. The count and no balls in 1 strike. So one out here in the 6th inning, as the Grizzlies, a big first out, taking on Feltner now, who went to Morehead State. Here comes the 0-1. And a breaking ball in there, counted 0-2. That's a disgusting curveball right there from Prosecki. Lots of movement, good break on it. 72 miles per hour. The rotation, 26-75. Here comes the 0-2. And he goes fastball, and that is high. The count now at 1-2. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. Stay tuned as well for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. The count now at 2-2. But the Grizzlies, some work to get done here in the 6th inning. A run in the first for Visalia. A run in the second for Fresno, 0 since. Both teams, 4 hits and no errors. Here comes the 2-2, and that is just outside. The count now at 3-2. Fresno, for their hits, they have all singles, while Visalia has a couple extra base hits. Here comes the 3-2, and that is low ball 4, another walk. In the frame for Prosecki. Third walk issued as here comes the shortstop in Christopher Torin, who is 0-2. Prosecki, a big caught stealing of Robinson, and I wonder if he wants to pick off another guy right here as Feltner draws the walk. So now to Torin. Fresno, some action down in their pen. Prosecki will come set. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And it's outside. The count at 1-0. Prosecki now at 81 pitches. And a mound visit now between Cody Huff and Michael Prosecki. Here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Glad you could join us again. The Grizzlies back home next week. Tioga Thursdays, we also have Famous Sitcom Night, Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night, Fan Appreciation Day. That's at 12.05 p.m., by the way, that Sunday. We are also at 12.05 p.m. this Sunday as well here in Visalia. They will wrap up their home schedule this week before traveling to Rancho Cucamonga. The Quakes already clinching a playoff berth. On the other side, San Jose clinching a playoff berth, first half champs. Fresno trying to meet San Jose in the divisional round. As here comes the 1-0, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1-1. If the Grizzlies do reach the postseason, it'll be their third straight year doing so. Fresno as well could clinch here in Visalia if they win out for the rest of the week, and Modesto loses out for the rest of the week. If not, it'll be 3 straight years clinching against the Modesto Nuts. Last year was at Chancy Park. The year before at John Thurman Field. Modesto or Fresno. Stockton's already been eliminated from playoff contention. As here comes a 2-1, a breaking ball, and it gets away from Cody Huff. Up to second base goes Feltner. It's a wild pitch, now 3-1 to Taurine as Sim is on deck. And Prosecki falling behind again here in the sixth inning to all three batters. Back-to-back walks. Luckily, there's one out, though, to Taurine. And action still going on in that pen as now another mound visit between Huff and Prosecki with the runner at second. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As that's a strike, the count now at 3-2 to Torrey. Nice pitch from Prosecki. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the 3-2 offering from Prosecki to Taurine. And it is outside, ball four. Three straight walks from Prosecki here in the sixth inning. Runners now at first and second with one out. And it's Kevin Sim who's 0-2. Four walks for Prosecki. He is one shy of a career high. He's allowed four hits as well. Runners at first and second with one out. Kevin Sim, the third baseman, who's been very busy in the field now, will try to get something going at the plate. Sim is the number 28 prospect in the Diamondback system. Here's the pitch. And a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count at 1-0. Prosecki, all these pitches close to the zone, but just missing by a hair. So we'll see if Prosecki goes right back at Sim as the second baseman Perez looks to cover the runner at second. Now a pitch, and it's a strike. The count at 1-1. You're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Glad you could join us, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. My name is Stephen Rice. Here comes the 1-1. And another check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count at 2-0. And again, Prosecki right near the zone, but just missing. Now up to 89 pitches. Prosecki, this could be his last batter if he cannot retire Sim. Here's the 2-1, and that is inside. Now 3-1. And Prosecki, three straight walks here in this frame. He's got four walks overall. He has lost control here in the sixth inning. Here comes the 3-1. And it is swung on and missed. Right past the bat of Sim. Now 3-2. That was 93 from Prosecki. And Sim was looking for one pitch. It was the fastball. Cannot catch up to it. And we wonder if Prosecki will try to elevate another one to Sim. Here comes the 3-2. And it is swung on and missed. And Prosecki gets a big punch out of Kevin Sim. Two away now. That is the seventh punch out for Prosecki. And with two outs, here comes Anderson Rojas, 0-2. The lefty will take on the lefty and Prosecki. If Prosecki gets out of this inning, it will tie a season high in innings pitched. Prosecki looks into Rojas. Runners at first and second with two outs. 1-1 our score. Here's the pitch. And swung on and missed. That looked like the changeup that just disappeared. They counted 0-1. 88 there from Prosecki. It was the changeup. That is such a good third pitch for Prosecki. Fastball, curveball mainly, but that changeup has become a very dominant pitch for the lefty. Here comes the 0-1. And he goes right back to the breaking ball. Now in the dirt. Count at 1-1. To Anderson Rojas. Rojas batting 259. Two homers this year. Rojas has had a great season. He's been with the Rawhide all season long. As here comes the 1-1. And it swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. Rojas, listed at 5'10", 165 pounds. He's from the Dominican Republic, signed as an international free agent by the Diamondbacks in 2021. Here comes the 1-2 from Persecki, looking for another punch out. And it's way outside the count at 2-2. That ball was probably his worst pitch in terms of location. It was at 95 miles per hour. Two balls, two strikes. Runners at first and second with two outs. 1-1 our score. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball just missing. The count full 3-2 and the runners will be off. The crowd anticipating something right here. With runners on the move, Persecki, a payoff pitch to Anderson Rojas. Here comes the 3-2 from the lefty. And it is a fly ball to center field. And it is going to be caught to end the inning. Persecki out of the jam. That ball was roped by Rojas to center at 99 miles per hour. But Persecki has just tied a career high. We head to the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FraserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Visalia, California. We're in the top of the seventh inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 1-1 between Fresno and Visalia. Andy Perez, who's 0-2, will lead things off against Kyle Ament, who takes over for Logan Clayton. Clayton, two innings of work for the right-hander. Allowed one hit, no runs, no walks, 1K as the first pitch is inside to Perez. The count at 1-0. The last two pitchers for the Rawhide, 4 1/3 innings, one hit and four strikeouts. The Grizzlies just four hits so far here in the seventh inning now. Here's a pitch to Perez outside. The count at 2-0 from Ament. 6'5", 237 pounds. Ament went to Dallas Baptist. Here comes the 2-0. And it's outside now, 3-0. One of two Dallas Baptist pitchers drafted in 2023 by the Diamondbacks, Ament, and then Alec Baker we saw yesterday. As here comes the 3-0. And that's a strike. The count at 3-1. Ament, a ninth rounder. Baker last night, an 18th rounder. The count now at 3-1. To Andy Perez. Here comes the pitch from the righty, Ament. And it's a called strike now, 3-2. Tim Brera said that Perez did go around. So count now full 3-2. It'll be Perez, Snyder, and Huff. Here comes the pitch, and Perez, a little blooper down the left field line, but it will hook foul. The count now remains at 3-2. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Time for scores around the California League. Let's start with a game that we're all keeping a close eye on. Modesto leads Inland Empire 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Modesto, two runs in the fifth. That's yours, a 3-2 again to Perez. Inside, ball four. And he will have a leadoff walk. That's just the second walk issued by Visalia pitching. And now with the leadoff man on, here comes Jake Snyder, 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Snyder, great speed. We'll see if he puts a bunt down right here. But it's 2-1, Modesto, two runs on four hits. Inland Empire gave him the ball to Joel Hurtado. As the first pitch to Snyder is a called strike, the count at 0-1. Both unearned runs, Inland Empire, three errors. Modesto giving the ball to right-hander Darren Bowen. Modesto leading in that one. Here comes the 0-1 now to Jake Snyder from Ament. Runner at first. And that is a called strike, now 0-2. San Jose leads Lake Elsinore 4-3 in the top of the ninth inning. San Jose 11 hits. They are looking to end their seven-game losing streak. Alexander Suarez, two hits and an RBI. As that pitch almost hits Snyder, the count at 1-2. Two hits and two RBI for Dylan Rosario. Two hits and two runs as well for McDaniel, just joining San Jose. Jack Payne, the former Louisville Cardinal, also has two hits. Here comes the 1-2. And that almost hits Snyder, and the count now at two balls and two strikes. The Storm, though, only trailing by one. Multiple hits for Santabria at the bottom of the lineup. And Aquino, two hits at the bottom of the lineup for the Storm. 4-3 in that one. Two balls, two strikes to Snyder. Here comes the pitch and a check on Perez. He's back safely. In the top of the sixth inning, the Stockton Ports lead the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 4-0. Stockton, two runs in the first, two runs in the fourth. Jose Mujica, a two-run shot. He's got three of the four RBI. Will Simpson, a double. And Jonah Cox, a triple. Here's the pitch to Snyder, fouled off as the 2-2 remains. The Quakes on the other side, they only have three hits. Lorenzo, Galoff, and Thompson. Lorenzo has a double. Down remains at 2-2 to Jake Snyder. Here comes the pitch from Ament. And it is outside. The count now full, three balls and two strikes. Our score here in the top of the seventh, 1-1 between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Another great game. And here comes the 3-2. There goes Perez. Swung on and fouled off. Snyder getting a piece of it. Perez will have to head back to first base. The Grizzlies putting some runners on the move. Andy Perez, 21 stolen bases and 30 chances this year. Jake Snyder, though, staying alive. Snyder, a very good hitter. He has struck out twice so far tonight. Here comes a 3-2 again to Snyder from Ament. And a check on Perez. He's back safely. Ament looked like he was falling off on that pickoff move. Count remains at 3-2. Both teams, one run on four hits. Here's a 3-2 now to Jake Snyder. There goes Perez, and Snyder fouls it off again, spoils another one. Jake Snyder, 25 years old. Snyder, born on May 19th, 1998, from Waterloo, Iowa, the former Pittsburgh Pirate farmhand, signed as a free agent by the Rockies here in 2023. Snyder's done a little bit of everything this year. Tied his career high with triples last night with just one. That's here comes a 3-2 again to Snyder. There goes Perez, and Snyder again fouls it off. Nice battle. Nine pitches between the two batters. Here in the top of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies would love to score a run or put more runners in scoring position with Amaral coming to the plate. Actually, Cody Huff on deck. Here comes a 3-2. There goes Perez again. High ball four, and Snyder wins the battle. 10 pitches, and Snyder a couple foul balls and then wins it right there. Back-to-back walks. Snyder to first, Perez to second. Three walks now for Visalia pitching. Two by Ament, as here comes pitching coach in Tyler Mark. Cody Huff to the plate, 2-for-2, a pair of singles, including an RBI single back in the second. Fresno looking to take the lead here in the seventh inning. It's the Cardiac Bears, the Grizzlies, 54 of their 121 games have ended in one or two runs. Fresno, 23-14 in one-run games. They're 34-20 in 1-2 run games overall. As we have tonight's attendance, 1,604 here at Valley Strong Ballpark as the mound visit disperses. But another close game here tonight, and the Grizzlies would love to take the lead right here. As Modesto leads 2-1 in the sixth inning, they're looking for their ninth straight win. So Cody Huff now to the plate. He's been great tonight at the plate. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. The count at 1-0, and there was a bunt put on initially as the first baseman in Cabral was crashing, and the second baseman Luis was heading to first. Perez, the runner at second, got great speed. Snyder at first, also outstanding speed. Here comes the 1-0, and a bunt perfectly placed, and no one's going to be able to make the play. The throw is late, and Huff has a bunt single, and the bases are loaded with nobody down. Perez to third, Snyder to second. Cody Huff is now 3-for-3 on the bunt single. First hit of the inning, and the bases are loaded for Daniel Amaral, who is 1-for-2. So Cody Huff, the bunt, and he reaches. That was past the pitcher Ament, and the third baseman, Sim, had no chance. Here's the pitch to Amaral, and Amaral fouls it off. The count at 0-1. He was right on that pitch. Count of no balls and one strike. Amaral, a very good hitter, also a former Pittsburgh Pirate farmhand, signed as a free agent in 2023, like Snyder. Yes, here's the 0-1 to Amaral, and it is outside. The count at 1-1. Daniel Amaral from Huntington Beach, California. Born in Long Beach, though. Amaral's daddy, former Seattle Mariners big leaguer, as he pops one foul. And the count now at 1-2. Amaral trying to get something going in the 9 spot for Fresno. The Grizzlies watching as Visalia plays double play depth. The middle infielders on the grass, the middle infielders in their normal positioning, the corner infielders on the grass. As here comes the 1-2 to Amaral, and it is called strike 3. He is out. Amaral unhappy with the call, but either way, a big first out of the inning for Ament. So now bases loaded, one out for Cole Carrig. Carrig 0-for-2, a walk and a stolen base. Carrig, an opportunity right here to give the Grizzlies the lead in the seventh. Fresno would hate to squander this opportunity against the hard-throwing right-hander in Ament. Ament reaching 92 on that pitch to Amaral. As the pitch to Carrig is outside, the count at 1-0. Jared Dwyerson, our home plate umpire. The bases is Tim Barreras. We've seen this crew a lot this year. Dwyerson, a very good umpire behind the plate. As here comes the 1-0 to Carrig. And Carrig takes a strike, and the count at 1-1. Good pitch on the inner half. Carrig, a lot of emotion, will show it every single time he comes to the plate. After that ground out in the fifth inning, slamming his helmet down in frustration, knowing he had a pitch to hit. As here's the 1-1. That is a called strike. Now 1-2, and Carrig not happy with the call. As he takes his time, count of 1-2 strikes, and Carrig going to try to regroup right here. On deck is Kyle Karros. 1-2 strikes from the right-hander in Kyle Ament. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and Carrig is out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ament. And here comes Karros, who's 0-for-3 in the Grizzlies. Bases loaded. We have seen this time in and time out. The Grizzlies have had so many issues with the bases loaded. Can Karros score a run right here? Here comes the first pitch from Ament. And it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. 92 on the fastball. The Grizzlies would hate to leave the bases loaded here in the seventh. A prime opportunity. Here's the 0-1. And Caro's swing and a miss. Now 0-2, and Ament has found the strike zone. 93 on that pitch. Ament, after back-to-back walks, allowed the bunt single, has been able to strike out Amaral and Carrig. And now looking to strike out Caro's. Here comes the 0-2. And it is a ground ball to the shortstop. He's going to go to the second baseman, and the Grizzlies do not score with the bases loaded and no outs. We are headed to the stretch here in Visalia. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh inning, 1-1 between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. And making his Grizzlies debut will be left-hander Sean Sullivan, the second-round draft pick out of Wake Forest in 2023 by the Rockies. Sullivan will take over as he will take on Jeremiah Boyd to lead things off. Michael Persecki's night is done. 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run it was earned, 4 walks, and 7 strikeouts for Persecki. Persecki lowers his ERA to 2.67, best in the California League. Persecki, a season high in innings pitch. As he first pitched to Boyd is a called strike in the count at 0-1. So season high in innings pitch for Michael Persecki. And now to the lefty and Sean Sullivan making his Grizzlies debut as the 0-1 is a called strike. Now 0-2. A very tough angle in Sullivan. 94 on that second pitch. Sullivan is listed at 6'4", 190 pounds, 21 years old, born in Boston, Massachusetts. As here comes the 0-2 from the left-hander from Wake Forest. Here's the pitch. And that is swung on and a tag out, and that is the first out. As Boyd is retired, he has struck out all 3 times so far. Sullivan's first batter, he picks up the strikeout. Congratulations to Sullivan. It goes 2 on the tag for the first out of the inning. And here comes Requelman Cabral, who's 0-2 against Sean Sullivan. As the first pitch is fouled off, the count at 0-1. Sean Sullivan joining Fresno back on Tuesday. The 46th overall pick in this year's draft. Here's the 0-1. That is swung on a miss. Counted 0-2. Played for Wake Forest. He was a part of their everyday process, leading the Demon Deacons to the number 1 overall seed in the World's College World Series. Here comes the 0-2. And that is lifted foul, and the count remains at 0-2. Sullivan, during the NCAA Regional and Super Regionals and College World Series, combined to throw 10 and two-thirds innings, all in relief, gave up one earned run, while he walked three and struck out 17. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. Now ranked as the number 13 overall prospect in the Rockies system, according to MLB.com. He made two relief appearances with the ACL Rockies. Four strikeouts over two scoreless innings, just one walk. A low release level, wide angle. Tremendous carry up in the strike zone. As here's the 0-2. That is fouled off. The count remains at 0-2. 88 to 92 on the fastball for Sullivan as he went to the breaking ball there. Also a slider and changeup. Ranked among the NCAA Division I leaders in strikeout rate, 14.3 per nine innings. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Back-to-back K's for Sullivan. And a nice start to his debut as here comes Drew Jones. It'll be prospect on prospect right here. Jones, 1-for-3, a solo homer back in the first inning. That was the only run Persecki allowed. It went out to right field on the first pitch that he saw. Here comes the pitch from Sullivan, and that is outside, the count at 1-0. In 2023, Sullivan notched 16 multiple strikeout performances. As here comes the 1-0, that is swung on and missed, the count at 1-1. And he has his first one here with the Grizzlies. Appeared in 17 games, made 10 starts, 5-3, two saves, a 2.45 ERA. As that is swung on and missed. Count now at 1-2. Right now being used out of the pen. A very good lefty. Here comes the 1-2. And it is swung on and missed. He strikes out the side here in the seventh. We head to the eighth. The Grizzlies trying to get on the board offensively. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Visalia, California here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 1-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies and the Rawhide tied as Aiden Longwell will lead things off against the right-hander and Gustavo Del Pozo, who takes over for Kyle Ament on the bump. Ament, one inning, one hit, no runs, two walks, two Ks. He got three big outs after the bases were loaded to open the frame. And now Aiden Longwell, who is 0-for-3, trying to get something going. Fresno just five hits in tonight's contest. As the first pitch is a called strike, the count at 0-1. Here in the top of the eighth inning. Quick little score update. Modesto leads Inland Empire 2-1 in the top of the seventh. Here's the 0-1. That is in the dirt. The count at 1-1, which makes this game crucial for Fresno. Sean Sullivan, outstanding seventh, and now let's see if the Grizzlies can get some momentum on offense. Here's the 1-1. And Sullivan, swing and a miss. The count at 1-2. Good pitch there from Del Pozo. 93 on the fastball. Del Pozo, 6'5", 190 pounds, from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international undrafted free agent in 2018. Count at 1-2 to Longwell. Here comes the pitch to the Kent State product. And it is fouled off as Longwell right there. 17th round draft pick. Played for the Golden Flashes. His old broadcaster, Tyler Henry, saying that Fiverr was one of the best players he's ever witnessed. Such a great guy as well, too. Broke a lot of records at Kent State. Was all over the MAC in terms of leaderboard statistics. As he takes a pitch outside the count at 2-2. Nice pitch there from Del Pozo. Here in the top of the eighth inning. Del Pozo looking for the strikeout here of Longwell. Here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on and missed. Longwell down on strikes. He is now 0-4. And with one out here, Skyler Messenger 0-3. Messenger trying to get going offensively. It's been a tough past eight games for him. Only one hit for Messenger. Messenger coming in 73 RBI, led the California League. Little bit of a tough stretch for Messenger. Yes, here comes the pitch. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-1 went right to the breaking ball, Del Pozo. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. And Messenger fouls it off now, 0-2. 94 on that fastball, up and in to Messenger. Here in the top of the eighth inning. Here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Beautiful night for baseball. It was 96 degrees at first pitch. Still a little bit warm. As here comes the 0-2. And it is a ground ball right to the second baseman. Up with it, and the throw to first is in time by Luis Messenger, now 0-4. As here's Dion Jorge, 1-3, a single stolen base and run. The bottom half of the Grizzlies lineup have gotten the job done. The top four batters for Fresno, they are 0-15 with a walk. And it was a leadoff walk to Carrig. Ever since then, they have not done anything. As a ground ball softly hit to the first baseman, that's a quick inning for Del Pozo. We had the bottom of the eighth, 1-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
History of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. 1-1, Fresno and Visalia are tied. Second baseman Yonsel Luis will lead things off against Sean Sullivan here in the bottom of the eighth. The first pitch is a called strike to Luis, who is 1-3, a single and a stolen base back in the first inning. Two lineouts his last two plate appearances. As he swings and misses, a count now at 0-2. You can see the hard angle that Sullivan comes at, about three quarters, but the height and the sidearm action is very tough to pick up as the pitch is outside the count at 1-2. When he was drafted, a lot of scouts saying that he is a nightmare. The angle, the repertoire, he is an outstanding specimen when it comes to the analytical statistics as he has 4 strikeouts to start his Grizzlies debut. He gets Luis. And with one out, here is Christian Robinson, the number 11 prospect in the Rawhide, or in the Diamondback system. And the Rawhide product has reached base 3 times, double and 2 walks. Here comes the pitch from Sullivan. That's a strike. The count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Sullivan. Here in the bottom of the 8th, the Grizzlies tied with the Rawhide. And that is outside. The count at 1-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. The Grizzlies looking to score in the 9th inning. Here's the 1-1. That swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Good pitch from Sullivan. 91 on the outside part of the plate. Sullivan, big body, 6'4", 190. Here's the 1-2. And he got him. 5 Ks. Sullivan has been outstanding out of the bullpen. And with 2 outs, here's Feltner, who is 1-for-2, has reached base on a single and a walk. And the 5 strikeouts so far by Sullivan, if he gets a strikeout right here, he will actually have 6 in a row and 3 shy of the most against, or most by a reliever, as that is a strike, the count at 0-1. Barbosa struck out 9 back in Modesto on June 25th. Here's the 0-1. That's a strike now, 0-2. And here we go, looking for 6 strikeouts in a row right here. Sean Sullivan against Feltner. Here comes the 0-2. And it is fouled off. That was the first time that anyone has really made any contact against Sullivan. And it was more of a helpless swing right there from Feltner. Sean Sullivan, a second-round pick out of Wake Forest. And you can see why the Demon Deacons were so good this year. Here's the 0-2, and that is called strike 3. 6 up, 6 down, all via the punch-out. We head to the 9th, tied at 1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream guides, FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
History of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the 9th inning, 1-1 between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash, plus a truck. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 9th. We are tied at 1 here in the 9th inning as Andy Perez will lead things off. 0-for-2 with a walk. He was stranded at 3rd in his last at-bat. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-1 here in the top of the 9th inning. The Grizzlies trying to score a run. Here comes the 0-1. And it's in the dirt. Count at 1-1 from Del Pozo, who's back out for his second inning of work. Tall, strong right-hander in Del Pozo. The Grizzlies, I wonder if they'll keep Sullivan in, who's looked fantastic out of the pen, as that is fouled off. The count now at 1-2. To Andy Perez. 1-1 actually. From the scoreboard, here comes the pitch to Perez. And he swings and misses. It was 1-2. The throw from the catcher in time, and Perez is out. Second strikeout for Del Pozo. Goes 2-3 on the putout. One away, as here comes the left fielder, Jake Snyder, 0-2 with a walk. And both pitching staffs have been outstanding this evening. Both starters allowing a run, but the bullpens have been fantastic on both sides. But the Grizzlies need a win tonight. Modesto still leading at John Thurman Field. Here's the pitch to Snyder. Swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. It is 3-1 Modesto in the bottom of the seventh inning. They're looking for their ninth straight win. The Grizzlies just playing 500 baseball right now, as that's outside. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies 39-10 all time against the Rawhide. They have won 17 of their last 20 meetings. Here comes the 1-1. And that is outside. The count at 2-1. Good eye there from Jake Snyder. Cody Huff on deck, 3-for-3. Here comes the 2-1 now to Jake Snyder. And that is swung on and missed. Count now at 2-2 from Del Pozo. Jake Snyder calling time right here. Trying to get back into a stride. The Grizzlies' offense have looked quiet this whole series. They look tight at the plate as here comes the 2-2 to Jake Snyder. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off. Jake Snyder's had a couple really good at-bats. Despite a couple strikeouts, Snyder has worked counts. Drew a walk after 10 pitches in his last at-bat. And he continues to battle here. 2-2. Another deep count for him. Here's the pitch to Snyder. And it is inside. Did he go around? He did not. The count is full. 3-2 to Jake Snyder. Trying to get on right here. The bottom of the lineup has gotten it done for Fresno. Perez, Snyder, Huff, Amaral. Deion Jorge included in that mix. Here comes the 3-2. And it is outside. 4, a one-out walk. Snyder is on again. He's had a great series. 4 walks. He has 2 of them tonight. As here's Cody Huff, 3-for-3 with 3 singles. And Cody Huff, the Grizzlies catcher, can he continue his hot night? Huff, he had the most hits by any Grizzlies batter in a game this season. 5 back on April 7th at San Jose. He has 3 tonight. Here's the pitch. And it's going to hit Cody Huff, it looks like. Did it hit him? No, it said it didn't hit him. Up to second, though, goes Snyder on the wild pitch. That ball was so far inside, it looked like it clipped Huff's helmet. I think the ball was so quick, it actually took the helmet off of Cody Huff. As the count is at 1-0. That was a scary situation because I don't think Huff saw it off the arm of the right-hander Del Pozo. And it went inside, and Huff got out of the way just at the last moment. That pitch was at 92 from Del Pozo. It's now Mark coming to talk to his right-hander. The Grizzlies trying to score here in the ninth inning. Would be a huge momentum swing if Fresno can score right here. A little bit of action down in both pens, but slightly moving. Sullivan's been fantastic, though. I wonder if he'll get another inning of work. Sullivan is 2 innings of work, by the way. That is a career high for him. He had 2 games of just 1 inning back in Arizona. As here comes the 1-0 to Cody Huff. Runner at second with 1 out. Here's the pitch, and Huff swing and a miss. The count at 1-1. The 23-year-old in Gustavo Del Pozo, appearing in his 26th game out of the pen, no record of 5.20 ERA. He made six starts in his first year with the Diamondback system. As Huff takes a pitch outside, the count now at 2-1. A 6.01 career ERA for Del Pozo. Three saves on the year. He's been pretty much the Rawhide closer here in the second half. Here's the 2-1. And Huff, line drive out to right center field. That ball is on a long run, and it gets down. The Grizzlies have the lead. Cody Huff, an RBI double, 4-for-4. Cody Huff gives the Grizzlies the lead here in the ninth. The long-awaited extra base hit, and it's Cody Huff. Coming in to score is Jake Snyder. A crucial walk for him, and the Grizzlies here in the ninth have the lead. Cody Huff, the RBI double. He's got both RBIs tonight. And just like that, 2-1 Fresno. Runner at second with one out for Daniel Amaral, who's 1-for-3. Cody Huff, a four-hit game. Here comes the pitch now to Luis Mendez, who is pinch hitting for Amaral. And Mendez, a fly ball out to deep left field. This is playable, though, and caught by the left fielder in Rojas for the out. That's the second out of the inning. So Luis Mendez, the pinch hitter for Amaral. So now it's Cole Carrig, the Grizzlies' leadoff hitter. So Luis Mendez, the pinch hitter. Mendez was hero on Sunday. So now two outs, a runner at second for Cole Carrig, who is 0-for-3 with a walk and a stolen base. Here comes the pitch, and that is a check swing. It gets away. Cody Huff will take third on the wild pitch. So now a runner at third with two outs, and Fresno looking to add another big run here in the ninth. And the Grizzlies have the lead. Fresno would love a big win tonight. Modesto leads in the eighth inning, 3-1. Here comes the 1-0 to Cole Carrig. And Carrig fouls it off, the count at 1-1. Carrig, a very good hitter. Batting average now down, though, to 364, 954 OPS. Had a great first week against Modesto, as that ball looked like it went off the catcher, and Boyd, as they're going to check on him. Cole Carrig trying to continue this lead. Cody Huff, the runner at third. What a day for Cody Huff. Not only has he been behind the plate the past two games, but Cody Huff last night did not have a hit. Huff was 0-for-3 before being pinch hit for. Tonight, 4-for-4, a double, and two RBI. He has both Grizzlies RBI. Luis Mendez after the pinch hit for Amaral. So we'll have most likely a new right fielder in the ninth inning. E.J. Andrews Jr. is available off the bench as they continue to check on the catcher in Boyd, and he's going to get a couple pitches here from Del Pozo here in the top of the ninth inning. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. A big thank you to ESPN for having us on for 1430 ESPN Radio. Make sure you check out all the morning shows as well. From Gonzo to the late afternoon show with Gabe Camarillo. Big thank you to those guys for making tonight possible. This count is at 1-1 to Cole Carrig. Here's the pitch. And Carrig, a fly ball out to right field. Way back there. And it is going to be off the wall. Extra bases for Carrig. It will score a run. It is now 3-1 Grizzlies. Cole Carrig, that ball was crushed off the bat. 101. It's an RBI double, and Fresno leads 3-1. Cole Carrig trading places right there. Two RBI doubles in this inning. Huff comes in to score, now 3-1. Two hits and two runs. As here's Kyle Karros now 0-for-4. Hit streak on the line. Runner at second with two outs. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. Good stop there from Boyd, the count at 1-0. So Cole Carrig, an RBI double, scoring Cody Huff. That was off the right field wall, his third double since joining Fresno. And Fresno now has a little bit of breathing room. 3-1. They would love to continue. Here comes the 1-0 to Karros. And Karros line drive into right field, a base hit. This just go Carrig. Karros, an RBI single. He will stop there. It's an 8-game hit streak for Karros. 4-1 Fresno. And Karros now 1-for-5, an RBI single to right field. It goes Carrig. This is all with two outs. Third hit, third run as well. And here's Aiden Longwell now, who's 0-for-4. Runner at first with two outs. 4-1 Fresno. Innings 7-9 continue to be the difference for the Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch. And Longwell fouls it off. He counted 0-1. Longwell looking to continue the strong play all of a sudden for Fresno. The bats have awoken here in the ninth. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. Count of 1-1. One ball, one strike here in the top of the ninth inning. 4-1 Fresno. Here's the 1-1. And that is fouled off. The count now at 1-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. This inning, Huff playing hero, then Carrick crushing the ball, then the clutch Karros hit. His eighth game with a hit. He has now hit safely in 13 of 14 games. As here comes the 1-2 to Longwell. And Longwell, swing and a miss, and that will end the inning. But not before Fresno scores three runs. An RBI double from Cody Huff. An RBI double from Cole Carrig. And an RBI single from Kyle Karros. We head to the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies looking for a win. We'll be back right after this.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Bottom of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide 4-1 after a three-run ninth inning. Zach Agnos will replace Sean Sullivan to close this one out as the first pitch is low and outside to Christopher Torin, 0-for-2 with a walk. Zach Agnos takes over Sullivan. Two scoreless innings. Sullivan, six strikeouts. As here comes the 1-0 from Agnos. And that's a strike. The count at 1-1. The new right fielder is E.J. Andrews Jr. Takes over for the pinch hitter Luis Mendez. And now to Zach Agnos, who's been outstanding in the month of August. Here's the 1-1. That is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. Good breaking ball there from Agnos. Agnos in the month of August. This is his ninth game. He is 2-0 with six saves. The team 8-0 when he pitches. 9 1/3 scoreless innings. 9 hits, 1 walk, 15 strikeouts. Here's the 1-2. That is swung on and missed. A breaking ball and he is out. Tureen down on strike. 7 straight strikeouts now for Fresno pitching. As here comes Kevin Sim now, who's 0-3. Against Zach Agnos. Agnos, a minor league leading 24 saves. He is tied for third all time in Grizzlies single season saves. As he first pitches low, the count at 1-0. Agnos has been outstanding over the past 2 months, though. 11 saves, a 0.45 ERA. 20 innings, 3 runs, only 1 earned. Here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander. And that is a strike. The count now at 1-1. Agnos went to East Carolina, a two-way player. Was actually a better position player than pitcher. But the Rockies loved his arm, and I'm glad they did because he's been outstanding. As that ball is lifted foul, the count now at 1-2. Agnos now looking to be third all-time. Tied for third right now with Jeff Darwin back in 1998, Manny Ibar in 2002. James Hoyt is second all-time with 29 saves back in 2016. That is who's next up on the list for Agnos. Count at 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Agnos. And it is just outside. The count at 2-2. Zach Agnos this year, when he pitches for Fresno, the Grizzlies win the majority of his games. They're 35-7 when Agnos pitches. 42 games is 43rd now of the pen. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball to the shortstop. This is Jorge. Two first in time. 6-3. Two outs now. As here comes Anderson Rojas, who's 0-3. And Agnos looking for a 1-2-3 ninth. The Grizzlies looking for a big win. Anderson Rojas 0-3 against Zach Agnos. 4-3 for Agnos on the year. As he looks in to take on Rojas. Agnos, a 2.33 ERA, continuing to dip. Here comes the pitch. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Only two blown saves this year. One against the Rawhide. But Agnos has been very good over the past 2 months. This is a guy who's really figured it out. Four quality pitches. There is a splitter in the dirt. The count now at 1-1. To Anderson Rojas, the lefty. Update with Inland Empire and Modesto. They're in the bottom of the 8th. 3-2 Modesto leads Inland Empire. Here comes the 1-1. And that is swung on and foul tipped into the glove. The count at 1-2. And the Grizzlies a strike away from a big Wednesday win. The bullpen's been fantastic. Persecki was, of course, great again. The only run that scored so far for Visalia, a solo shot to start the game. Three big runs in the ninth. Here comes the 1-2. And a ground ball foul. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Stay tuned. For the post-game show, we'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. So stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have a couple commercials before then. So don't worry, we will not go away just yet. Here comes the 1-2. Inside the count now at 2-2. Cody Huff, a four-hit game, two RBI, including a big double to give the Grizzlies the lead in the ninth. Carrick and Karros RBIs as well. Here's a 2-2, and it is swung on and caught by Huff, and that will do it. Your Fresno Grizzlies, a 4-1 win tonight. Back in the win column, it will stay at least at two games with 10 left in the 2023 California League regular season. We'll be back right after this. The Grizzlies, a 4-1 win tonight. We'll be back.
Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and Rav4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. And tonight, your Fresno Grizzlies, a big win over the Visalia Rawhide, 4-1. The Grizzlies now improved to 73-49 overall. They are 37-19 in the second half. The Grizzlies currently 2.5 games up on Modesto. Visalia, they are 48-74, 25-31 in the second half. The Grizzlies, 4 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They left 8 on base. Visalia, 1 run on 4 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. The winning pitcher is Sean Sullivan in his Grizzlies debut. He is 1-0. The loss to Del Pozo. He is 0-1. The save to Zach Agnos is 25th. He is now 3rd all-time in Grizzlies single saves. Time of the game, 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,604. Let's go through tonight's box score. Let's start with the scoring plays. And the Grizzlies, they fell behind 1-0. A solo homer, the first pitch that Drew Jones saw in the bottom of the first, he lifted out to right field, his second homer of the season, and that's all Visalia would score, because Cody Huff, an RBI single in the second, tied it at 1, and then Cody Huff, the go-ahead RBI double in the 9th, he would score on the RBI double from Cole Carrig, and then Carrig scores on the RBI single from Kyle Karros as he extends his hit streak. 3 runs in the 9th inning for Fresno on 3 big hits. 2 RBI doubles and an RBI single in that frame. Cody Huff was 4-for-4 with 2 of the 4 RBIs. He also had 1 of the 4 runs. Cody Huff, a big game. Cole Carrig, a stolen base, a double as well. He had a hit, a walk, and a run at the top of the lineup. Kyle Carroll extends his hit streak as well. But Cody Huff, the storyline for the offense. What a night for him. Not only that, he was outstanding behind the plate as well. We'll get to the pitching in just a moment. Visalia, they had a lot of trouble. Their top 4 batters in the lineup in Jones, Luis, Robinson, and Fellner each had a hit as well. Robinson a double, Jones the home run. That's all they could muster. They could not stop the Grizzlies staff tonight. Michael Persecki, 6 innings, tying a career high. 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 4 walks, 7 Ks. Persecki was outstanding. A 2.67 ERA, the best in the California League. Sean Sullivan, 6 up, 6 down, all via punch out. He was fantastic in his Grizzlies debut. Picked up the win as well. And then Zach Agnos, a clean inning with 2 strikeouts. 8 of the last 9 batters for the Rawhide were set down on punch-outs. The bullpen was fantastic. The last 2 base runners to reach, the last 3 base runners to reach for Vaisseli were all via walk. The last hit the Grizzlies gave up was in the 3rd inning on a Feltner single that Jorge stopped from going into left field. The Grizzlies, a big win tonight. So their bullpen did a great job. Their starting pitcher in Persecki, once again outstanding. Agnos or Persecki could be your California League pitcher of the month for August. We'll see what happens. For Visalia, Junior Serda in a spot start, an inning and 2/3. The bullpen was good after that. Swales, Clayton, and Ahmed, all scoreless outings. Del Pozo in his 2nd inning of work allowed 3 runs on 3 hits. He also struck out 3. Lots of strikeouts, 12 for Visalia pitching, 15 for the Grizzlies tonight. 27 total strikeouts between the two clubs. The 15 strikeouts for Fresno, by the way, 4 shy of a career high by the staff, but an outstanding night for Fresno and a big 4-1 win. So that brings us to tomorrow in the Grizzlies. They give the ball to right-hander Connor Stain, who was fantastic in his last outing. Stain, a 9-5 record of 5.48 ERA. He will get the ball and be countered by right-hander Joe Elbis, a 3-2 record of 2 ERA. Elbis back to Visalia after being in High A Hillsboro. He was one of the few guys who did not have their visas available for that Vancouver trip. That'll be Thursday night baseball here at Valley Strong Ballpark at 6:30 p.m. Our pregame show will start at 6:15 p.m. and hopefully you can join us. Again, a big thank you to everyone at ESPN for tonight. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.